One of Australia's most distinctive voices, Judith Durham there with the olive tree, which is the subject of our next story. Down at Cape Schanck, there's an olive grove that, it is said, catches the rugged winds from Bass Strait and prospers from the coastal climate and rich sandy soils of the Mornington Peninsula. Only established since 2006, Cape Schanck Estate Olive Oil has won numerous gold and silver medals in international olive oil competition. Palette member Rita Ehrlich talked to owner Sue Tam earlier today.
Olives and olive oil have had a great run in Australia. We produce some absolutely fabulous olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. One of the surprising places for olive oil for me is the Mornington Peninsula. And perhaps the most surprising of all is the oil produced at Cape Schanck, which I always think of as the chilliest and windiest place on the Mornington Peninsula. But it's not all like that, clearly, because Sue and Stephen Tam grow olives at Cape Schanck Olive Estate. And there they grow very, very distinctive olives and oil. What is it about the site that interested you when you first planted? You planted, what, more than 10 years ago?
About 12 years, to 2006.
And what was it, Sue, that interested you about the site?
It has a microclimate to it. It's very sandy, but used to be a flower farm, so we knew that you could grow things in there. So hence we thought, well, if you can grow flowers, you could grow anything.
Okay. And why did you choose olives?
Because it is a very drought-tolerant plant, and we, in our travels, we saw olives in their magnificent canopy, and we were attracted by that, and it's a beautiful tree.
They are beautiful trees too. Now, what varieties do you grow?
We have five varieties, three Italian and a French and a Spanish. So the Italians are the Latino, Centollo and Coratina, and then the Spanish is the Piquot, and the French would be Picheline.
And that's not a variety commonly grown.
You don't find it very often. And I think it's partly because people, when they have variety, they tend to blend it as such. They don't separate it. So hence, you don't hear them very often. But if you go to France, especially southern France, you'll find Picheline very, very popular.
Is a common variety. Now, do you blend or do you... Are all your olive oils varietal?
They are varietal. We don't blend.
What?
We like to keep them separate. Just like each different variety has its own characteristics, so we want to keep their characteristics.
Very like growing grapes, in fact. That you tend to
correct.
Keep. Yes, we keep our grape varietals separate rather than blending them all. What I love about olive oil in Australia is that generally the quality is very, very high. What I've found is that one of the main differences between olive oil here and, say, in Italy is that in Italy you go to small producers for quality. In Australia, I think you can go to the big producers for good quality and you go to the small producers for an expression of the vintage and the variety. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. With the small growers, especially like ourselves with our own press, we're able to select the timing of press and then isolating the different variety. I mean, if you don't have your own press, this would be a very difficult thing because, you know, you can't, the processors won't entertain separate pressing for you. So it's quite unique for probably people like ourselves, which we press ourselves, grow the olives on the property and harvest it there. Yeah.
When did you acquire the press?
We acquired the press in 2010, just as the olives started producing fruit. I mean, we put in the trees in 2006 and kind of left it growing each year. There was no fruit. And then come 2010, we started sowing flowers and said, hang on, something's happening here.
We're going to have a crop.
We're going to have a crop. It's like, well, the baby's coming. We should do something about this. And all along, we toy with the idea that we would love to produce oil. So, but whether it was sent to a processor or we made it ourselves, but in 2010 we decided, no, I think we want to make our own oil and take the experience right to the very end. You know, we grow the fruit and make our own oil. Yeah.
Which gives you a great control of the quality, because if your olives are in a queue waiting to be pressed, the quality may not be as good as it is when they're freshly pressed.
The timing is very important, and then especially if you have to send your food to elsewhere to be pressed, you have no control. Once it leaves your property, you know, you're at the mercy of the processor, and you know, you're not priority. So hence, one of the most important factors to us to acquire our own press was that we were in control of our production, and hence the quality. Like, well, the virtually we pick the fruit and it's pressed within hours.
And that's
still traveling.
And it's a bit like grapes. That's terribly important for the finished quality. It's like trying to make because olives are fruit juice. Olive oil's fruit juice, essentially.
It is.
And you wouldn't leave your, if you think of fruit juice, you wouldn't leave your oranges to wither before you press them to make the morning's orange juice.
That's quite right. I mean, you want to press it as soon as it gets off the tree, and the surprising quality of it is it's pure fruit juice. Oh well, you're extracting the oil. So the oil can last much longer than the actual juice, but if you leave the fruit, you know, for a few days, then you get contamination, you get rotting happening. So that's not an ideal quality when making olive oil.
No, so we met. Do you remember at the olive oil evaluation classes? And one of the things, do you remember, we learned about was what happens if olives are left to sit out before they're being pressed. You can taste the faults.
Yes.
And frosted olives have a particularly nasty taste too, which surprised me.
They are the starting, when the fruit are frosted, that's the start of what you call rotting. I mean, you can imagine that when you have an apple that is left out to frost, and then and you bring it back in, you can still see the withering and of the skin. So that happens, and then if you press a frosted olive, it tastes awful.
Yeah, it does too. I see your oil is served at Point Leo Estate, which isn't that far away from you. Where else do we find Cape Shank olive oils?
Most of the stock is that we have down in the peninsula, and there's a few other restaurants that use our oil. If you want to get hold of a bottle, you could come down to the peninsula or visit our website. It's now available online.
Oh, good. That's useful. How do you recommend people use your oils? There's been a lot of discussion about olive oil and its use in cooking. What's your recommendation?
Because we keep our oil based on a different variety, each variety has a different flavor profile. And like wine, you like to match it. So we have a delicate oil like Lechino. You would want to use it on anything that's delicate, making cakes. You don't want a strong taste coming through. And on the other side, like if you want a stronger oil, we have Coratina, which we could use it on pasta. You kind of, for us, we like to match the flavor to the food that you want to serve. And it's that, and I think that is the point of difference for us. So, like, people use olive oil in cooking, in their salad, in their baking. So, you know, it's quite versatile.
And it's good for you.
It is. It's the only oil that has the minor compound, the antioxidant. No other oil on earth has that property. I mean, as with everything, you just because it's got antioxidant, you doesn't mean that you put it on everything and drink it in copious amount. It's still an oil, so there it is a fat, and therefore it's high in calorie too.
How long would you keep olive oil for? It's one of the questions I'm often asked. You, how long will this keep?
If it's unopened, the olive oil well stored would last up to 2 years. However, like with every fresh produce, every year you get a new batch, new season. So if you have new season oil, you should buy the current season oil. And if you have a bottle of oil, you should, once it's open, you should keep it. You shouldn't. It should hold or keep intact within 4 to 6 weeks. Thereafter, you know, you get oxidation. Therefore, it starts going off.
Which is why your bottles aren't huge bottles, so that they don't oxidize before the oil's fully used.
That's preferable. I mean, if you use your oil, once you open and you use it in your daily cooking, you should finish that bottle within 4 to 6 weeks. So rather than, you know, open it and then just using sparingly, you should use it within the 4 to 6 weeks window. Oh,
the general rule, never keep anything for best. Use it now.
That's right, yes. Once you open the bottle, you should use it and enjoy it rather than hoarding it for those special times.
That's right. One last quick question. What was this year's vintage harvest like?
We had a fantastic year, and I am quite pleased with the harvest we've got this year. So you have to come down and taste it, Rita.
I will. Sue, thank you so much for sharing your olive oil knowledge with us. We'll talk again, I hope.
Oh, definitely.
That was Rita Ehrlich speaking there with Sue Tam of award-winning Cape Shank Olive Oil on Mornington Peninsula. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.